Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Texas Tech University School of Theater and Dance produces a number of plays during each academic year. This is Production Week, and another play is about to be on the main stage. We'll have all the details so that you can attend and enjoy some theater here in the Hub City. Stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're actually on the main stage of the Majan Theater at the Texas Tech University School of Theater and Dance, and preparations are being made for the production of Little Women, which is being produced in the theater this week. And joining us is Kristen Rogers, who is directing the show. Kristen, welcome to The Front Row. Thanks for taking time during a busy week to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
First of all, tell us a little bit about you and your relationship to the theater department.
Sure. So I'm actually technically still a PhD student in the School of Theater and Dance. I'm definitely finishing my dissertation. So I've been away for a couple of years. I actually live and teach in Austin, but they asked me to come back and come in as a guest director for this particular production. So I'm sort of back and directing and finishing up writing while I'm here.
Great, excellent. Well, welcome back. We're certainly glad you're here. Little Women hasn't been done in a while. So if you could refresh us just a little bit about Little Women, and for maybe somebody who's coming to it maybe for the first time, may have heard of it, but doesn't really know anything about the show, help us become acquainted with it.
Sure. So Little Women is based on the novel Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. And Louisa May Alcott wrote a novel that was kind of its own sort of genre and based the story and the characters on her and her sisters and their sort of growing up from adolescence into adulthood. So the musical really captures the essence of the novel and brings it to life in, of course, a very theatrical and big way. It's certainly a condensed version of the novel. Everything is pared down a little bit, but it also adds something really interesting and fun and entertaining in this kind of media, in this form. So it follows the story, particularly of Jo, who is based on Louisa May Alcott herself. So she is an aspiring writer, and she's very much ahead of her time, as Louisa May Alcott was. She's encouraged to follow her dreams and pursue writing and go out into the world, even as a young woman in the midst of and immediately after the Civil War period. So it's a really interesting blend of nostalgia for the time, but also clearly has a sort of contemporary relevance to sort of girl power and women's stories and the importance that those are especially right now gaining.
Right. How did you become associated with this production?
So early on, actually, the production was set to be directed by Professor Dean Nolan, but he had a professional acting opportunity that the school and the college wanted to support him in going and pursuing. So they asked me to come in initially as a co-director, and we were going to try to work sort of hand in hand, but it quickly became clear that his professional gig was going to pull him away more than we maybe imagined. So they kind of handed me the reins, and I took what had begun before I arrived and turned it into what it is. So Mark Charney and I have a really great relationship, and when it came clear that Dean was sort of going to be in and out, he called me and said, I think this would be great for you. Will you come back and do it? And I, of course, jumped on it.
Right, and he's the director of the School of Theater and Dance.
Yes.
Right. So that's a nice honor.
Yeah, it was really, really flattering, and he's been a champion for me since the moment he came. I was actually here before him. So the moment that he came to Texas Tech, we've had a great relationship, and he's been an incredible mentor. So
great. Excellent. Well, had you had experience with Little Women before?
I did. I certainly, you know, as many young women do, I read the book at a fairly early age and sort of stereotypically identified with Joe. I fancied myself a writer when I was young, writing poetry and short stories and everything. So I was Joe, you know. and it had been quite a long time since I had revisited the novel. But interestingly, I had recently encountered some scholarship about the musical. And I was kind of just tangentially interested in it and thinking about it serendipitously right before I got the phone call from Mark Charney. So it was kind of this weird congruence of things coming together that seemed just like I couldn't say no.
Right. So something that's quite a lot to add to what was already a full plate with your trying to finish and all that kind of stuff.
It is. I had to step away from some things in Austin that were going on, but it's been worth it. So
excellent. Or just looking here at the stage, things are obviously being built and are in the stage of production. The electricals are down. And so what do you have in mind for what it will look like visually?
This has been really interesting. A lot of the design conversation happened kind of before I arrived and got involved. So I came in it and was sort of able to ask some questions, tweak some things, but a lot of it had already been done. It's a big show. There are a lot of different locations that we come and go to, so a lot of back and forth. And we even jump in time a little bit. So there was a lot of research done. We have a great dramaturg for this show, Katie Hahn. So she did a lot of historical research and visual research. And then the set designer, Matt Schleif, also did research as well. So what you'll kind of see is each location has kind of the most essential elements to suggest where we are. Mm-hmm. And lots of different pieces fly in and out and come in and out from the wings, and we're nailing down those transitions, so we really have a nice flow of changing locations. But it's a big, big set. There are a lot of different pieces and gorgeous fabrics and really interesting design going on.
Tell us about the cast.
We have a kind of big cast. So there are 16 in our cast, I believe, if I have my numbers right. You can kind of see actually on the stage right now toward the upstage, there's a little area that we refer to as the Wild Heath, because some of the early stories that Joe writes are, she refers to them as blood and gut stories. So there's this sort of big swashbuckling kind of melodramatic things. So in the upstage area, as she tells these stories, they actually come to life, and we see these different characters fighting and fencing, and there's a hag and a troll and all that kind of stuff. And what we made the decision to do was not do any sort of doubling in the cast. Mm. So all of those characters are their roles for the most part. So it's a big cast. Most of the cast, I would say, is drawn from the new BFA musical theater program.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of really talented people, and many of them very, very young, a lot of freshmen and sophomores in the cast. So it's been a really fun and interesting process as we've all kind of grown and come together as an ensemble.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, for people who are interested in the show, mm-hmm. when are the times and dates, and how can people get tickets?
Sure. So the show opens Thursday, April 12th. It runs the 12th to the 15th and the 19th to the 22nd. It's Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. So we've got two weekends. Contact the Texas Tech box office. You can find them online, the theater box office. They're online and can be reached by phone or in person, of course. Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks wonderful, and of course we wish you the best of luck. We hope everything goes well, not only the production, but your dissertation and all of those things.
I appreciate that.
So great. And we really appreciate that you took the time during a production week. I know it's tough. So thank you for carving out time for us to be with you today on the front row.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the conversation.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.